By wise vote.
Okay, gentlemen, we're starting with, looks like the weather is very, very appropriate, isn't it? It's nice, hot, it's nice rainy weather. Okay, so there's two parts I want to speak to about today. To do with the Malach of Surveyor, Calorie. Anyone think what's going to work? Well, I got suntan thing is one thing. What else I got to do with colouring on holidays? Anything else? Any other connection with colouring on holidays? I'll tell you, I had it a few years ago. I was on holiday a few years ago. And I went to the toilet. And when I went to the toilet there, there was a display of blue that came out. There was a colouring agent that colours the toilet. So that also, we're going to speak about these two things, hopefully, we're going to speak about with regards to Malachot Tzaveya. Okay, let's start with Tzaveya right from the beginning. And we haven't forgotten about Wheatabix, by the way. We hope to come back to Losh sometime. We haven't forgotten about it, okay? We haven't forgotten our good old Losh. Losh and Dosh. We haven't forgotten about it. Right. So one of the Lamatest Malachos is the Malachot Tzaveya, a colouring. The Mishkan was done. And that is a Malachot in Atzera to colour something. Bring out the colour, paint it better. All that is a Malachim and Atera of Tzaveya. When a person colours himself, that means, for example, a woman puts makeup on. Yeah, so she puts lipstick on or whatever it is. By the way, this is not a recommendation. She does put lipstick on, but I'm just saying, if she does, then there can never be an Issur in Atera. When a person colours himself, he cannot be even Issur in Atera of Tzaveya. Does anyone know why? No? Why can you not be over Tzaveya min Atera when you colour yourself? There's two reasons given to Achronim. One is back to the Rambam. What? Oh, so the Rambam says the Chiddush, what this means is the Rambam says not Shemeskayim. It's going to fade away after a while, even though it can last for a very long time. I mean, a person colours himself, it can last for a very, very long time, yeah? It doesn't fade away after 24 hours, it can last a long time. The Maaseh, the Rambam says it's inbuilt into the skin. You've got liquids that come out, whatever it is, that are going to eventually fade away the colouring, and therefore it can't be an Issur min Atera. Colouring cannot be an Issur min Atera on the Gufa Adam. It's also min Rabbanon, but it cannot be an Issur min Atera. That's clear. So I'm saying, you put makeup on or something, whatever it is, and you paint your hand, for example, and that can't be an Issur min Atera on Shabbat. I mean, it's an Issur min Rabbanon, it's not Issur min Atera. So one reason is the Rambam says that it's built into itself, it's going to fade, and therefore that can't be an Issur min Atera. I have to say a very interesting explanation, that the Guf HaAdam is so choshuv, that it's not a major tikkun. When a person's got a garment, for example, and he changes the colour of the garment, that's a major tikkun. It's a major achievement in a garment. You change it from, let's say, a blue one to a red one. In Guf HaAdam, in a person, the colouring is insignificant. The person is so choshekidah by himself that the actual colouring of a person is nothing. It's not a major shinui, and therefore it can't be an Issur min Atera in Israel Bonn. Whatever it is, there's no Issur min Atera if a person colours himself on Shabbos. The person will take a paint. What? Two, yes, that's always a big shaila. What's the chilek between ksiva and surveya? It's a big shaila. List. My second is Yaakov explains that surveya is when you enhance the person, you enhance the backing. It means you've got a wall, this looks nice, and you want to enhance it, you want to make it a nice blue. Writing is when you put a symbol on. So these two people, I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sure they're trying to enhance themselves, I don't know what they're doing. I've got no idea what they're up to. I'll just speak about it over Shabbos. I mean, where they put themselves in these tattoos, I guess, it's mind boggling. So I'm not sure what they're trying to enhance. I don't know if they're trying to enhance anything. But that's what it depends on, Surveya and Kosev. So coming to over here, I must say, this sunbathing, I'm talking about over here, what we're talking about first of all, is a person goes to a place where it's very hot, and he sits in the sun to sunbathe. That's what he's trying to do. So we want to know where the place is. Where can you find that place? That's the question. But before, what? Wherever it is, wherever you got this place, you want to sit in the sun and sunbathe. So before we come to sunbathing, I should really mention that. Before you go to sunbathe, people put cream on. Cream is problematic. Very often cream, especially sun cream, is very problematic. It's a problem of mareach, smoothing. You put the cream on you and you want the layer to stay on top. I haven't used sun cream for a long time. The holiday places I go to normally are not so hot. I haven't used the sun cream for a long time. But generally, sun cream... Sorry? Water gel, yeah. Okay, these things, whatever it is, these things leave a level, they leave us on the surface, they leave a surface like a grease. That is very problematic with some mamachik, and therefore that is problematic. If you get a liquid, which Lamaisa Wam is the liquid that you blends in, you rub it into your thing, and it mamish mixes into what it is, that's much better. That's not a problem on Areach. Mitzad Hilchos Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with that, Pashas, yeah? To use a liquid to rub into oneself, to put a spray on, which apparently repels the, what do you call it, the sun, as a food, it won't affect the person, that is mutter to do. So mitzad that, that one's allowed to do. Now we're talking about going to sit in the sun. Can you go along and sit in the sun? What's going to happen sitting in the sun? So when a person sits in the sun, if he stays there long enough, he's going to get himself a nice colour. So what he's done is, yes, it's a brown, red, I don't know what he does, but he's going to colour his skin. Is that a problem or not? Well, if a person's sitting in the sun, he wants to get a suntan. You want to show you've been on holiday. It's no good of dobbing. You're giving away. You've got to put your watch on. Don't forget to put your watch strap on. So we all know where you've been. Lamaisa, many people want to get a colour. I mean, I just met someone last week, actually, very interesting. I said to him, where have you been? You look so nice, a nice colour. He said it was in his back garden. He was very proud, actually. He was actually very, very proud of it. It's people like to show that they've been somewhere. It's nice you come back and people know, want to ask where you've been. I've got a nice colour. A lot of people, they're sitting in the sun. Why else are they sitting in the sun? What? Not sure. He said shade. Why should I sit in the sun? But often when you sit in the sun, you're doing it for kavana to cover yourself. So the chayra, there's one has to know, is one being over tzavea when one does that? No, you don't know where you're happy. Why not? What? First of all, that's a big shayla. Like you're doing a mitzvah sitting in the garden. You're sitting yourself in the place. But what do you mean? You're sitting yourself in a place where it's going to get hot.
It's not like putting a pot under the fire. You put the pot under the fire.
What, Miley?
It's also not going to be cooked instantly. How was it going
under the flame? You put the pot under the fire. What's it when I put myself on a deck chair? Why is that going to do? I sit myself on a deck chair or I put a pot on the flame?
Because you're not actually doing anything. It goes away.
What goes away? But that's for a short time. It's going to be there. It's going to be an Issur Rabbanan. It won't be more than an Issur Rabbanan, but it's there for a short time. So this, yeah? What?
Why is it?
Oh, I'm going to answer. This is a big question, yeah? No, you're not asking. It's insignificant. Yeah, but you want to be there for more than 5 minutes. You want to be there for 20 minutes. Oh, so it could be. Lamosh, I'll tell you. I'll ask you a question. When a person wants to be surveyor, a beggar, yeah? On Shabbos, someone takes a beggar and he puts it into a colouring dye. It doesn't happen straight away, the colouring, yeah? It might take 6 hours. Exactly. Oh, so surveying grommet doesn't help you. That doesn't happen straight away. It's not a hetin surveyor, because that's like bishl, like you say. That is what the malacha is. And why am I sitting on the deck? It's not my maisa. It's an interesting question. I must say, Barashem, the beauty of this religion is you can't go wrong. That's what I always say. And the question, there's a big question over here. Dain Weiss and others are stark choshes that is the Melech of Tzavei actually over here. They tell me it could be, well, not an Issa Raisa. I say on the Gufa Odom, you can't be over an Issa Minatay. That's definitely not possible. The maximum you could be over is an Issa Rabbonon. But Dain Weiss and others are choshes that this could be Tzavei Rabbonon. A person's Nichle, we're talking about a person wants it. That I'm going to speak about in a minute when a person walks in the streets and he gets colour. That's a different story. We're talking about a person does it with Kavona. He sits himself in a position to get a colouring. So Dain Weiss and others hold that is called Tzavei Mid Rabbonon and it's also to do on Shabbos with Kavona. It's not clear. Other poskim, Oz Nidru and others, Shmir Shabbos, Pashto. I don't understand. Shmir Shabbos is very, by the way, very interesting. Shmir Shabbos. He's speaking about glasses that change color, which when you walk in the street. So he speaks about this and he says that it's mutter. He just puts it in a horror at the bottom. He puts it's not worse than a person who sits in the sun. Whatever that means. So he puts the two together. So it looks like from the Shmir Shabbos that sitting in the sun is okay. So it looks like it's a machlokes haposkim, this point over here, whether when a person sits in the sun, bekavona, we're talking about bekavona. But here it's much worse. The sun, oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's better. The sun, yeah, I understand. But he's talking about sitting in the sun. Yeah, he says the mice, he shows it to sitting in the sun. It looks like he says sitting in the sun is okay. So I'm saying, so machlokes aposkim, this point of sitting in the sun, but kavona to get a suntan looks like it's machlokes aposkim. Sorry, Mr. Jones, you want to ask a question?
Who would sit there in the sun with all their clothes on?
Right, now the question is, let's say someone did sit in the sun, someone was maker, he sat in the sun. I don't know if he was naughty or not, he actually sat in the sun, he fell asleep in the sun, and now he's woken up, his mum is burning. He's got sunburn.
Yeah.
So this is also interesting. So lechore, once a person's got sunburn, now to put cream on is a shayla of refuah. Yeah. It's a shayla of medicine. So this is another thing. So now it depends. This will depend, yeah? If he's got only a slight sunburn, I mean, it's not major, the sunburn. It's a mechush ba'alma. It's a bit uncomfortable. It's not major. It's going in levels. That's a mechush ba'alma. So one can't take a refuah on Shabbos. One can wash his hand. Let's say his hand has got slightly red. It's tingling a bit. It's not major. A person can wash it under cold water. That's the normal thing. It's not refuah. That's what to do. If it's slightly more uncomfortable, that means it's hurting a little bit more. It's more of a tsar. Then one could possibly ask a non-Jew to put some cream on you. If it's very painful means it's made him now in such a situation that he's got to go to bed. Or he's in a situation where he would really go to bed, but there's no point. It hurts him so much, it's not worth going to bed. But that's called a chole kol haguf. When a person becomes a chole kol haguf, then a person can take a refuah on Shabbos. You can't do an issa d'oraisa, you can do an issa, you can take a drabon, so you can take painkillers, for example, and you could dab the cream on, that's an issa midrabon of dabbing, to smooth it out is mamareach, issa min haTorah. To just dab on in different places, that's an issa midrabon of mamareach, that is mut of a chole kol haguf. So again, it depends how badly sunburnt he is. If he's very badly sunburnt, the worst case, the chole kol haguf, his mamish makes him very, very shvach, then he can do an issa drabona, he can take painkillers. He's allowed to dab on cream in order to take away the pain. And he's allowed to, yeah, that's what he's allowed to do. If it's not so bad, it's bad. If it's not so bad, it's causing a bit of distress. You can ask a non-Jew. If it's very slightly, then all you do is pour cold water over it. That's part one of the something. Let's just go on to the toilets over here. This is also an interesting question. The halachas of the toilets. So here in the Orchis Shabbos, he brings down the first thing I couldn't find about the sun bathing in the Orchis Shabbos. I couldn't find this, but here he speaks about colouring water. So that, you know, let me just explain to you this colouring water. First of all, let's talk about this. You can buy these blocks in Tesco, wherever it is. What you do is there's two sorts. There's one sort that's put in the cistern itself. Either it hangs down in the cistern or it gets dropped into the cistern and it colours the water. That's option number one. Option number two is where it's put under the rim. Now I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, do you want the colour? When you buy the blue colouring one or the red one, do you want the colour?
No.
You do or you don't? I don't know if anyone's ever been to Tesco's, but in Tesco's you can buy various sorts. You can buy a blue one, a red one, and you can buy a colourless one. Now, the fact that you're buying a colourful one is lechora right that you want the colour. So lechora, why do you want the colour? There's various reasons why you want the colour. Why do you want the colour? It could be because when I go into the toilet after you, you want me to know it's been cleaned. So the colour is very meaningful. That's option number one, why you want the colour. Or it could be just to show that it's been cleaned. The housewife wants to know when is it going to run out. But either way, lechora, you want the colour in that water. Lechora, that's surveya with a tzorach. You want it. That is lechor, not so good. Yeah, the colourless one is no problem. It's not the problem of severe. Let's talk about again the one that's got a colour on it. So if it's in the rim, round the rim, when you flush the chain, it's your koyach. You flush the chain, the water directly hits that colourful blob, and it gets a nice colour now in the toilet in the flush. Oh, I'm going to system around. Why is that for my way? It's in the rim. Yeah, the one in the rim. So the one in the rim, the choy, is a bit worse. Because that is directly a kavod. It's called koychoy, which is going into the thing. That, the choy, is not ideal. One should take that out before Shabbos, certainly. One shouldn't have that in on Shabbos. If one goes to a place where it's in, I mean, really, it's muksa, that item, pastor. So one should take it out with a shinui. If one can't take it out with a shinui, many poskim allow one to take it out directly. Because a big shayla where the soap is called Mutzah Rahas Gubba, Kesha Matli Issa, many poskim take on that one can be lenient if one can't take it out indirectly to take it out straight out. If you're in a place where you can't avoid this, I mean, it's happened before, yeah, you're in someone else's house, and it's very embarrassing to take out this thing. I mean, it's very, very messy. I've tried it once actually before in the system. I mean, it's mummish, a messy job just trying to take it out. So it can be very messy if you're in someone else's house. And the mice, you've got a problem. There's no other toilet to use. You're in that toilet. It's got this thing here. So some poskim on Mekel, if you do flush the chain with a shinui. That when you flush the chain with a shinery, make sure no one's watching, obviously, you put you somewhere otherwise, but you flush the chain with a shinery, then that, the chore is already much better.
Pressing.
Sorry?
Pressing is a bit harder.
So what's wrong with that? Why can't you do a little finger?
Yeah,
I'm saying, do a shinery. Whatever you do is do a shinery. If you can do a shinery in that way, that's better. If you can't do a shinery, look, some poshtu maker, I must say, it's not poshtu to make it. This case is much worse. It's not poshtu to make it in this case here, because poshtu is proper tzviya. Now, our poshtu maker, it's not poshtu to make it in this case here. The chore, one should only make it with a shinery. It's not easy to make it without a shinery. If it's in the cistern itself, that's already much better. In the cistern itself is a groma. It's indirect. It's a psik ratio of a groma. That many poshtu holders is okay. So that's already much better in the cistern. Even so, some poshtu don't like this, and they say, ideally, one should take it out, if one can. If you can't take it out, then many poshtu will make a no problem if it's in the cistern itself. So again, in the rim itself, it's colourful, then one should try and take it out. Yeah, even before Shabbos, even on Shabbos, if one can take it out, one should try and take it out. If one can't, and one's stuck, then the best thing to do is to flush the chain with a shinery, make a change, not a chain, a change. Do it with a shinery, flush the chain with a change, and that way you avoid that problem. If it's in the cistern itself, again, really many poskim hold a psik ratio of a groma, which is inside, is allowed. Even so, it's better if one can, before Shabbos, take it out. If one didn't, one can't, then one can flush the chain like normal. Then you've got another issue with the colourless ones. So you're asking, what could be wrong with the colourless ones? What's he coming out of his wise by? He's coming out with chumras right across the board. What's wrong with a colourless one? What's wrong with that? What's wrong? What are you melting? Smell. So this is an interesting bit of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about Birchas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about that was used to be a minhag in some places to scent the water. They used to put some soap into the water of Birchas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah says it brings about many possible holds a problem of moilid reach. There's an issa of moilid reach on liquid. So again, here you've got the same thing. If it's in a cistern, it's a groma of moilid reach, which reminds that's an issa drabon, it's much more politics, yeah? That lecho is okay. If it's in the rim, that's a bit of a question. One has to know. When it's in the rim and you flush the chain, so you are doing an action which is going to cause moilid reach. There, lechor, there's a mokum lahakme, even though the Orech HaShabbos says he's found out from the people who make this thing, very interesting what he says, he's found out from the experts that this actually doesn't scent the water. What happens is that when it's left for a bit of time, it dries out. So there's like a crust that grows over it, and it stops the smell coming out. When you flush the water, it's not sure the water gets scented. All that happens is it makes it wet, and now the scent can come out from itself. So he says that's much better, and therefore that is mutter. So Bekitza, let's make a resume of what we said. We spoke about, first of all, putting suntan lotion on. So I said the liquid one, before you go into the sun, to put a liquid lotion on, which is runny, it's not rimamarech, nothing, not smoothing anything out. That is mutter. One that is creamy, it's going to be smoothed out when you put it on. That's an issue of marech. One's not allowed to do that on Shabbos, so one should not use such a suntan lotion, which is creamy. That's not allowed.
After sun as well. After sun.
Yeah. Then you've got the actual sunbathing itself. Sunbathing itself, which is an issue whether it's a shiloh tzevea, you're colouring the person, is that a problem? So Dain Weiss and others hold it is called tzevea on a person. He's doing the kavonis, yeah? That means everyone holds, that's Claude, Dain Weiss is himself. Clearly, if a person walks in the street, he's going for a stroll, and he's not intending to get a suntan. He's just walking, but he knows it's going to happen. That is mutter. The only issue that we're talking about over here is when you do it bekavona. You sit in the sun bekavona. That is a question whether that's called severe or not. Then we're talking about sun lotion afterwards. Someone's got very badly burnt. If he's got very badly burnt, where he's up to a stage of a chodekola guf, yeah, his mum is uncomfortable. He wouldn't really go to bed. Such a person can do to take medicines. He can take a painkiller, and he can dab on the cream. We said because that's what do you call it. That is an isurabon. To smear cream on is not allowed. It's a matter. You can't do that. But certainly to dab cream on in such a case, one could do. That is the halachas of sunbathing. When it comes to these what
spray
is all right. Spray is a liquid. There's nothing wrong with that. No, it's a refuah. It's a refuah. You've got a problem with refuah. So it depends how bad he is, yeah? So it depends. If it's talking about the toilet, the base akise, so it depends again how, what it sort of is. If it's in the cistern itself, that's much more lenient. Even the colourful one is more lenient. Ideally, one should take it out. If one didn't, one can use it, and Moed Erech also is okay. If it's under the rim is much more problematic. It's a colourful one. That one should certainly take out, even on Shabbos, if one forgot before Shabbos. And one can move it with one's hands if one has to. And then we said that if it's not colourless, if it's colourless, then that's, there's a bit of a hassle maybe. Oh, Shabbos wants to say that it's not me scenting the water, and therefore that's mutter. Okay.
Mutter. 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 Mut